Welcome to Radio Sefarad's English Corner. I'm your host, Linda Jimenez, bringing news and other features of Jewish interest to Radio Sefarad's English-speaking audience in Spain and around the world. This week, we're welcoming a guest interviewer. Pascal Roy is a French language contributor to Radio Sefarad. At the beginning of April, he was at the airport in Chisinev, the capital of Moldova, waiting for a flight to Israel when he met the Babenko family. Anna, Alexei, and their son Kai are a Russian family who were among other refugees fleeing the war in Ukraine and about to start a new life in Israel. Pascal interviewed Anna in English at the airport and later in Israel after their trip. She spoke with him about why they had to leave Russia and the administrative procedures that they had to go through in order to make Aliyah. This week, we're bringing you that interview so that you can hear the experiences of this young family firsthand.
This is the story of an encounter at the airport of Chisinau, or Chisinev, capital of Moldova, at the beginning of April, while waiting for a flight to Tel Aviv. Chartered by the organization Keren LaYedidut, or International Fellowship for Christians and Jews, this flight was one of the many carrying Ukrainian refugees fleeing from the war, among which many Olim Chadashim, or new immigrants. I was surprised to see a young man with his family, as we know that only women, children, old people are allowed to go out of Ukraine. Men need indeed to stay there in order to fight against the Russians. But the reason was simple. They are Russian. This is the story of the Babenko family, Anna, Alexei, and their son Kai. What is your name?
My name is Anna, and your?
My name is Pascal. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
You come from Russia?
Yeah.
And you go to Israel?
Yeah, that's right.
How come?
We had a long way. Actually, we got a vacation in Bulgaria, and we flew there on 23rd February. So as now we know, that was the last flight. Yeah, we're lucky bastards. And the next day we woke up and find that there is a war, and maybe 5 minutes we needed to understand that we don't have a home at all now. We don't have way to come back. And we started to find a new home. So I was born here in Moldova, and that's why we came here. We looked for some ways, you know, but we knew that my husband has a Jewish
origin.
Yes, and but we, being honest, we didn't believe that this will work, because we understand that there are Ukrainian people who need more help than we, and we're really very thankful for Israel, for government, what saved us. Yes, because we really don't have way to come back. And in Bulgaria we met, then Bulgarian people understand that we're Russian. They didn't feel safe, maybe. I don't know why. So they were a bit rude with us. Yeah. In Moldova, we felt safety, more safe than in Bulgaria. But I really hope that Israel will be our new home for our kiddo, too. This is how we feel. This is our story.
Your mother and the rest of your family still lives in Moscow?
I have just mom and my parents of my husband, but how to say, we will be first who relocate, and we will help them to relocate too, because
also the idea is to bring the entire family.
Yeah.
Do you know where you are going to stay in Israel?
We are looking for a city named Akko. We hope that it will be comfortable for us.
So I guess you will learn Hebrew.
Sure. Actually, I am very excited about learning Hebrew because I already know, you know, Moldavian, Turkish, Russian, English, and Hebrew will be one more. I'm very excited. I have a goal to learn it in 6 months.
How did you contact the Israeli authorities or the organizations? How did it happen?
My husband did this, but as I know, he found a number of Sakhnut here in Moldova, and he called for that pretty woman, and she said, like, come here in my office and we will talk, show me your like, passport or all our documents. We did, and she said that you need to call to a consul. It's right in English, consul. Yes, we called. We like ordered time to come. We came. Yes, and they made. I don't know. Was that exception or was that? I think that was something of humanity kindness, that because we know that Chisinau Council works just with Ukraine people, but they like they are people and they understand everything, and they understand that being honest, we are victims too, and so they helped us, and our documents were good, and that's why we are here.
Yes, and now you are in Chisinau, waiting for the plane to go to Tel Aviv and later to Akko. That's a great adventure.
Yes, that's a great adventure, but for last month we moved like 5 times. So I already know that I can put all my things in my 2 luggage in 20 minutes, so you know.
What is your profession, you and your husband? What do you do?
I am a marketologist, how to say.
Like marketing?
Yeah, marketing. I work in marketing.
I guess you want to continue to do that in Israel?
Sure thing. I heard that Israel is a good place for IT guys. So I hope that I will find work there.
After these words of hope, they boarded to the plane and I went with them. 2.5 hours later, we landed in Tel Aviv with other refugees on a sunny and very hot afternoon, typical of Hamsin. They were welcomed by employees of the Israeli Ministry of Absorption and Immigration and headed later to Netanya before reaching their final destination, the city of Akko. I decided to speak again later with Anna about the reason why they refused to go back to Russia.
Oh, I felt very bad. It was like, no. What are you doing? I wanted to say that sometimes I understand people who don't want to believe that war happens. Because you need to know that last 80 years, when second war stopped, the worst word which you can say for Russian people, like you are Nazis. Because Nazism for Russian, it's the worst thing ever. They it's really hard to understand that now Russians act like Nazis. What about me? I really was scared. I needed to maybe 2 hours to understand that my life changed in a 300 degree. I feel myself victim. And I feel myself hostage of this situation because one crazy, you know, in Russia, Mr. Putin, we call dedushka.
Dedushka.
Grandpa. Right. Yeah, grandpa. Yeah. Crazy grandpa. He ruined not just my life, but life of all Russian people, even if they don't understand it yet. He did it.
You mentioned that there was no way to express your disagreement with the war in Russia because there is repression, right?
Yes, you know, in Russia, there is a credit cards, like you have Visa, MasterCard, but mm-hmm. there is a card named Mir. You can translate it in English like a peace.
Okay.
So some people take this card, where is it rotated peace or Mir in Russian, and mm-hmm. they stay with this card. They don't say nothing, and they were arrested. There was a woman who was staying near the subway entering with just white paper.
Mm-hmm.
He was arrested. There was a man who was staying with a piece of meat. There is a company who makes this meat named Miratorg. This mm-hmm. is the name. So there is a part of that word, Mir, piece. And he was staying with this and he was arrested.
Well, I hope that you will feel better in Israel and that you will be able to receive the rest of your family, especially your mother and the rest of your husband's family. And once again, I want to wish you a very warm welcome to Israel. Thank you very much. We will be in touch.
Yeah, thank you very much, Pascal.
Well, that's it for this week. As always, we'd love to hear from you. So please email us any comments or suggestions or questions you'd like us to answer on the air. Our address is English Corner at RadioSefarad.com. See you next week.